When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stepphone Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And welcome to another edition of Happy Hour, in which we are drinking responsibly, and I hope you are as well. Today's episode is not sponsored by a specific ad. There's several sponsors we have. Obviously, you've heard it. We have a lot of ads. We know. So sorry. Not under our control. But we're taking a small break in our love of Sex and the City episodes watched through. Partially because we are trying to gather our thoughts. You know, if you've been listening on our Happy Hour Sex and the City segments, if you haven't, you can still catch up. We're trying to find someone who'd like to join us. One of y'all, our listeners, who might want to join on a watch through as well. So if you're interested, you can send us an email, which Annie will give you information at the end, or our Instagram or Twitter, send us a message, comment on a picture, and we'll add you into the drawing. Yeah, we're just going to literally do a drawing, but would love to have you a part of that. But for now, we're going to take a quick break from that, and I'm just going to whine. Can I whine, Annie?
Please. Whine and dine.
So before we start, what are you sipping on responsibly?
You know, I wish I had known it was a wine episode. I would have gotten wine.
I should have
told you. Instead, you should have. You know how I like a theme and a pun.
I know.
Well, all right.
I told you the times I would do bitch and wine sessions with my friends, and literally we sit and drink wine while I play to each other.
That sounds lovely. That sounds great.
I miss it.
Yeah. Well, here we go. Minus the wine, I have my usual gin and tonic because that's all I really have around here.
It's a good one. I am drinking a seltzer, so I'm also not drinking wine. Funny enough, but I just really wanted to go with something lighter. I will say I have been venturing through the Costco box of wines around the world.
Yeah.
And I went through my reds pretty quickly. I am now on rosés. So it's been a fun little adventure. Just so you know, the name of the rosé, and I don't know the company, is literally called Problema.
Okay.
Problema. Yeah. And it's a picture of a llama.
Oh.
So it's like a no problema.
Nice. That's awesome. I like that. All right.
I love it. I know. Yeah. I giggled. I love a good llama jokes. Send me all the llama jokes,
yes,
y'all. But yeah, so if you have been listening recently, you would know that September is my birthday month. That's how we celebrate things around here. And I have titled this one specifically Still in Crisis because not too long ago, I talked about the fact that I don't know if I'm going through a midlife crisis or if I'm approaching a midlife crisis, but there's just a lot of things that I'm starting to become antsy about. And for a little while, I was okay. when it comes to my birthday, I'm odd. Like, I try to really get excited about it. Like, people really get excited and want to do things. But as I try to plan things, I have this dread that forms into me that eventually makes me just curl up in a ball and quit altogether. I'm like, nah, I'm good. I'm done. I want to sit in the dark and just drink some wine in the quiet and silence and think about my past. Like, that essentially is kind of how it comes down to. And I feel the same way about holidays. We've talked about this previously. I don't know what it is, but there's something that I try to, I don't know if it's because I'm trying to build it up. I don't know if there's an anxiety to trying to do things, or if it's me trying to be like, regular people are excited by these celebrations. Regular people do these things, and I just don't. And I think a lot of that has to do with childhood trauma. We won't get into it in this episode anyway. So there's a lot to this in that I still always feel like I'm in a crisis. I'm in a good place. That's the part that I also add that guilt in, that I know I'm privileged enough to know that I'm in a good place. I have with partner and he is great and we are doing really well in the house. All these things. I've got a good job. I've got great friends, Annie. And there are so many good things. But as any of y'all who have dealt with anxiety, depression, any of those types of mental health stuff, you can't rationally pull yourself out of it, even though you desperately understand this is not a big deal. Calm down, move on. And you really wish you could talk your way out of that. I really do. That's my thing, is like, I know how good I have it right now in comparison to so many others, and to the fact that there are so many things that I am able to do. I understand that all the past trauma no longer is present, as in like that the things that happened to me in the past is not happening now. So I get all of that, but as someone who does have mental health issues in such as depression and anxiety and maybe narcolepsy, that's physical, but you know, whatever, it's still hard for me to bring myself out of it. Big moments, and even though it's not big moments to everybody, no one really cares outside of my friends and family that my birthday is coming around, it still feels like a landmark for me. Obviously, it is a landmark for me. And so because of that, it feels overwhelming. So there's this whole level of like trying to figure out the last, and you know, because I keep going back and forth, you're getting texts about it, which I was going to ask you, how do you feel about these plans that I've made? And then I'm like, I'll just wait till the show. We'll talk about it in a minute. Because there's so many things. And then on top of this added things, trying to plan, I hate planning. I actually do hate it. I despise it, because in that route of like, yes, I'll do it. If I have to, if no one else will do it, I will do it. But then if people are disappointed, if it's not good, if something falls through, if someone doesn't like something, I feel like I failed. And that felt like the fear of failure feels like it's looming. We're still technically in a pandemic. Like, there's so many people still getting COVID. And I'm like, I have yet to get it. So as far as I know, knock on wood, there's a booster shot coming. Wonderful. I can't wait to get that. Can't wait for it to be ready to go for me. But there's still so much happening. Polio, measles, monkeypox, that it just makes me not want to do any of these things. At the same time, I am itching to get out of the state alone. Like, I want to go somewhere. I have been looking at plane tickets like nonstop. But every time I think about going, I realize, hey, there are people on strike because airline industry are treating some people like crap. Hey, you shouldn't go to certain places because these places are dealing with things they can't handle tourists, and or are doing so much for tourists and not enough for the people who live there, that it's unfair and it should not be. We should not be traveling there. Literally, the people who live there are telling us, please don't come here. So trying to be conscientious of that. I, at one point, told you I wanted to do an all-inclusive thing. I'm like, let's do a resort. I don't have to think about it. I don't have to plan it. We don't have to go anywhere. We can just chill there. Most of them are so bad for that country, that area, and the people that they employ, that I'm like, oh, yeah, we definitely can't do that.
Yeah.
It just, if there was an, like, yes, I am the sad Sally in this whole mix of this conversation, because I want to be conscientious about all the things that we are wanting to do, but it feels almost hopeless in doing it. And now, because of the abortion bans, I I'm really hesitant in stepping in states, and I say this in the state of Georgia, don't come here too, I get it, in going to states where the state government are truly, truly, truly atrocious in putting these bans out and doing so much to control women's bodies, control bodies of those who have uteruses in general, as in fact, controlling any and everything that they think is immoral, which is proven just to be a biased opinion and not morality. All that to say. So it feels even worse because I would love to go to certain places in the U.S., but I'm like, I don't want to go to there because I don't want to support this. But there are people who live there, Atlanta, mm-hmm. who are like, we need you here to support us, but how do you do this? Again, in a manner, in understanding who you're going to see. So I thought about this and I had to look it up. I booked an Airbnb here in Georgia, but in the mountains, which outside of Atlanta, it gets pretty, pretty conservative. And I would try to look them up to see what kind of stance they have. And of course, they're not going to tell you unless something goes bad, you might not know. So mm-hmm. even doing that has me on edge. I went to look it up. I think they're okay. It's only uh-huh. for a night. But we did this because we were going to a wedding. And I would rather stay overnight than try to drive back to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. But like things like that, it feels overwhelming. So I'm having this layered panic attack, essentially, that mm-hmm. I want to do these things for my birthday, but all of this A to Z issues are making me feel like I can't or I shouldn't. And then therefore, because I'm tired, I just give up and I go back to square one of like, I'm just going to sit here in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X, fit for you just as you are.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
It's a lot. And I think it's complicated in so many ways that it can feel, for me, very like I can't make a decision because, like you said, you know, being in Georgia and Atlanta, we don't want everyone who's like pro-abortion to flee.
Right.
But I get it at the same time.
Right.
Like it's one of those things where there's just like everything is complex and complicated and has been for a long time. But just right now, it feels like every decision, there's not like a good, it feels like there's not a good decision but to stay in. And then even that, I'll catch myself being like, I have been in this apartment for like 2+ years doing the same things. And most days I don't feel guilty about it. But every now and then I'm like, you just turned 34 and you're still here.
You're still not going.
Mm-hmm. And I love traveling, and I don't know that I like planning, but I'm a good planner. And I have the opposite thing of you, where I plan when I'm nervous. Mm-hmm. So you can tell if I'm like going through some kind of anxious thing, because all of a sudden I'm like, what if we do this and then this and then this? And then the next day I'm like, I don't want to do any of that anymore because I'm not panicking anymore. but it is stressful and it is tiring. And I can totally see, like, birthdays come around and it's like suddenly it's on you to make a plan so that other people can like come.
Yeah.
And they want to celebrate you, don't get me wrong, but it is like something you have to do.
Right.
So I get it.
As an adult, you don't want to make other people pay for the graces of your presence.
Ah, they should.
Right. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, it's this whole thing. And again, you and my partner have been at the forefront of, here's the things that I do want to do. Nope, never mind. I don't want to do it. Hey, maybe we should. Right. No, I don't want to do this. Mm-hmm. The back and forth is phenomenal. But yeah, the part of that is, I just don't want to do any of these things. I want to see people. But then at the same time, if I don't, I kind of wish I could ignore it. But at the same time, there's this part of me, I was like, if people forget it, then they don't like me anymore.
Yeah.
Level of two.
Yeah.
Why will my mind not stop? Funny enough, so we went home recently. I went home recently to my parents' house. I'm always nervous about going there because you never know what's going to happen. You never know what's going to be brought up. And even though, for the most part, it was good, it was fine. I honestly thought it was because partially it's my birthday. So my mother likes to do things ahead of time and she's going to scooch it in or whatever, whatnot. So I thought partially it was going to be for all of our birthdays. My mom's birthday is in this month. My mom and dad's anniversary is in this month. And then my birthday is in this month. So I just assumed that's what it was. I went in with her birthday gift, their anniversary gift, expecting to come home with my gift. Nope. They completely did not do it. And my mom was like, oh, well, we're going to have to see each other. Like, and I don't see my parents that often. I see them probably right. Once every other month. And I was just like, wow. And though it hasn't, like, I'm not upset, I'm not mad, but I did have a moment of like, they didn't give me my birthday cheesecake.
Like, yeah.
So I had that one moment of like, even though I don't want all of that, I do still want it to be acknowledged. Is that whole level of, I don't want to come out, but I still want you to ask me because I don't want you to forget about me. And it hurts my feelings when you don't, even though you know I'm going to say no.
Right. Yeah.
But there's...
I get it.
It's so much. And I get, like, again, this is just a small, like, drop into the basket of think of water that is spilling through everywhere. We have global warming. We have, again, issues with human rights. And we have deaths. And we have diseases. And there's so many other things that we all need to be concerned about. And again, as podcasters in this field, we know it. We hear it. We see it. I've been reading stories left and right about how bad it has become for those in the trigger states and how quickly it has down spiraled to the fact that we talked about recently. Other conservative women have realized this is not good. This is not a good idea. Even though today, Lindsey Graham decided that he was like, Mr. I love states' rights. Now let's make this federal.
Mm-hmm.
Happened today and we knew it was coming. There's a lot of bad that is should be acknowledged before I talk about, I'm sad on my birthday, which is the theme of my life. But it is. It's still like an odd moment of trying like all of these things and to compartmentalize, and then it all comes crashing down. You're like, son of a biscuit, what is happening today? Type of moments. And yeah, I guess I'm trying to just kind of unfold it all and trying to figure out, why does this feel as big as it is? So if anybody's out there like, no, this has a name to it, please let me know, because I haven't seen that yet. Because I would love to name this a other than Sam being sad on her birthday celebration type of thing. But also the other part of this was, if you are a traveler, and I follow a few on TikTok and I try to follow as many as I can, who understand this conundrum of wanting to be out there but do it in a conscientious way, ecologically being friendly, as well as being aware of the surroundings and the lands and being respectful of the land and the people and where to best do this. If you know of a resort that does this, I think I found one. And then Annie and I went back and forth. I'm like, is it truly one of those? Would love to hear about it. Have you had a good experience in traveling where you felt like not only were you able to experience the land and the area to the best of them, but also giving back to that? That would be awesome. I would love to hear about that because I need those. I need a list of this because I'm starting to lose it a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. We would love to hear from you just in general.
Yes, I'm sad. Talk to me.
And also, we're a real hoot to hang out with. So please don't forget that we want one of you to come on and join us for one of these happy hours.
Yes.
It'll be very fun, we promise. We promise. And very easy. All you have to do is contact us, and it doesn't matter if you've seen Sex in the City or not. I haven't seen it, so we'll be great company. You can email us at stephmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at Momstuff Podcast or on Instagram at Stuff I've Never Told You. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina.
Thank you, Christina.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I've Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today. Health Aid kombucha.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.